So these two, these men from Greece come. They're pagans and or Gentiles anyway, and they come to speak with Jesus, to see him, perhaps to learn of his doctrine, and they're open to the truth. They would come to our Lord, and our Lord sees this as a sign, his hour has come. His hour has come to unite everyone, to bring everyone under the teachings of Jesus, to make us all one people instead of just the Jewish people. So this is the hour of Jesus, the hour he's going to be glorified. And we say glorified, wow, he's going to be humiliated worse than any man on earth. And he sees this as glory. Of course, the glory comes immediately after. As a cause of the humiliation, there is glory. There is the glory of our Lord. So there's the paradox there, the flip the humiliation to enormous glory, flip the humility of Mary to the greatest human person ever to live. Flip it, we flip everything, the whole Christian life and philosophy and spirit is all paradoxical in so many ways. So many ways, you know, if you want to save your life, lose it. If you want to lose your life, save it, live for this world. So many, all the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the poor, they will be rich, they will inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek, they'll inherit the earth. Blessed are those who mourn, they will be happy, they will be joyful, etc. The Christian life is all a bunch of paradoxes. And it's an answer to the original sin. Original sin turned everything upside down. We were in control. We were intelligent. We were immortal. All those things were flipped upside down. So with the original sin, everything's upside down. To right it all, we have to flip it all the other way. You know, blessed are the poor. You know, so we value poverty. We value death even, because that brings us life. And our Lord says, "Oh, we need to die to ourselves. Unless a grain of wheat dies, it will not bear fruit." So that spiritual life, our whole life is running against the stream. Our whole life is battle. We can never rest. We can never take it easy. We always have to battle. We always have to be ready, always have to be vigilant. So we have the body that drags us down. We have the world that drags us down. We have Satan that's always there to bite at our heels and at our sides. He's always there trying to pull us down. And so this is the battle, and it's every day. To succeed is to fight. To succeed is to turn things upside down. Don't give in to the flesh. Don't give in to the philosophy of the world. Always pray against Satan. It's a battle all the way. And we can never not consider it a battle. It is a fight. So, but we have the weapons, and it's an adventure too. Consider it an adventure, you know. And the Middle Ages, when all they had was swords, you know, people, the soldiers liked to fight. They liked to go out to the battle, and when the soldiers weren't fighting, they were angry, and they were upset at the ruler, you know. So maybe we can, you know, that was a good thing, but it's an image of what we should be doing. We should like the fight. We should like the battle, because it makes us valiant. It makes us deserve the reward. It makes us courageous. It makes us like Jesus. Jesus was the image of the fighting man who fought against Satan, fought against the values of the world, and he teaches us to buck the world, to go against the stream, go against the current. So we have to do that. It's a life of mortification. It's a life of dying to ourselves. And certainly this is what we're emphasizing and focusing on during Lent, the battle, we have help. We have the weapons. We have the hope. You know, we have hope in heaven, but hope also that we have the means to get there. God gives us the weapons and the battle and the weapons to fight the battle, and the graces to win, to succeed. And we also have, you know, think of the fantasy books. You know, you got this ring that can heal those who are wounded. We have confession that heals all our wounds. If we make mistakes and we fall, we go back to confession. We're renewed. We're renewed. I used to always say, you know, you go into the confessional booth like Clark Kent going to the telephone book, coming out Superman. You know, we do in a certain way come out stronger, you know, more like Christ, putting on Christ, who is the Superman, the real hero, the real strength. So we do have the tools, we have the hope to get there. We it's just a prayer away. God is all our strength. God is all, grace is everything. We always turn to God for everything. We are nothing. We are failures without God. We are complete failures. If we don't turn to God in prayer, we will fail, and we will make worse than failure. We'll turn out to be miserable. We'll turn out to be wicked, very evil people if we don't turn to God. We need Him. So we have the weapons, we have the philosophy, we have the teachings of Jesus. We follow the philosophy, we grab a hold of Jesus, we're united to Him. We pray every day to gain strength, to be stronger and stronger, like the saints who were the strong men and women. We too can be like them, we can be strong, and we're training. This is our training ground, especially during Lent. Let's engage.
Fructum ventris tui.